Part 5, In His Footsteps. Section 29, The Flame Spreads to Other Lands. For many long months, Lua was separated from her beloved master by an ocean. She prayed each day that she might be made worthy to serve him. One day, when she returned home depressed with her lack of accomplishment in the pathway of the cause of God, a letter was awaiting her. It was postmarked Palestine. The moment Lua touched it, she felt an inner prompting towards some great event. It held an exciting assignment from Abdu'l-Bahá. Just as Abdu'l-Bahá had sailed from the east to the west to spread the faith, he now summoned Lua to travel from west to east to do the same thing. He called upon Lua to carry the message of Baha'u'llah to India. She obeyed immediately. When her assignment was completed, Lua, to her complete joy, returned not to America but to the Holy Land to be in the presence of the Master. She had successfully accomplished her mission. Whatever Abdu'l-Bahá wanted undertaken, Lua was prompt to volunteer. The Master praised Lua's work in India and wrote to the West of her victories. Because of her ceaseless teaching and travelling, particularly in Europe and America, where she planted the flag of the faith in many hearts, the Master proclaimed her the Banner. Lua often sat at that blessed table in the Holy Land. She sat at the feet of the Master and drank in as much as she could from the ocean of his wisdom. Following her teaching victories in India, Lua remained for 7 months in the presence of her beloved Master. On one occasion, it is said that the Master told Lua that Baha'u'llah had chosen her for his work when she was but a little girl on the farm. He also said that in the days to come, her home in Hume, New York, would be a place of pilgrimage, and sometime in the future, thousands would one day journey to that farm in Upper New York where she had once run barefoot as a child. Abdu'l-Bahá showered her with such kindness and love that Lua felt her life had been too richly blessed with happiness. She felt an increasing need of participating in some of the suffering which had been the lot of Abdu'l-Bahá for half a century. His whole life had been a living martyrdom. Within Lua there now grew a great longing to share this martyrdom. After all, she was one of the spiritual descendants of those heroic dawnbreakers of the faith in Persia. More than 20,000 had given their lives and stained the sands of Persia red with blood. Of what value was one small life? Lua's spirit hungered, not to weep away its life in drops, but like a giant skyrocket, to spill its treasures to the night in some great sudden sacrifice that might win new glories for the faith. Lua went to the Master and asked him if he would permit her to become a martyr. The account of her constant pleading is told movingly and amusingly in the diary of Dr. Yunus Khan Afrukte, a secretary of Abdu'l-Bahá in those days. So eagerly did Lua desire to become a martyr to her faith that she enlisted the help of some of the friends in the Holy Land. Lua could no longer call upon her dear friend Juliet Thompson to plead with the Master, so she used her eloquence and charm to try and influence some of the Persian Baha'is who were with Abdu'l-Bahá to intercede for her. Those who refused to intercede, she asked to pray in the holy shrines that she might be privileged to die for the faith. When Abdu'l-Bahá heard her first request, he laughed with much enjoyment. He looked upon her with much tenderness and love. When Lua persisted in her request, Abdu'l-Bahá became silent and would not answer her. Finally, Lua entreated no more. She wrote to some of her friends in America and spoke laughingly herself of her own intensity at this time. She said, "I made such a nuisance of myself with everyone in my great desire to give my life for the faith that eventually every one of the friends was earnestly praying that I might in truth be granted my request, and the sooner the better."